Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob, coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit geico.com for a free rate quote. You can also follow us on social media. Rob is at RobParkerFS1 on both Twitter and Instagram. I'm at Chris_Broussard on Twitter. ChrisBroussard68 on the gram. All right, we got Trolling or Rolling with Martin Weiss coming up at the bottom of the hour. That's always a lot of fun. But before we get to that, we're going to go back to the NFL. And interesting stories come out, Rob, ESPN, Adam Schefter, the great ESPN reporter. He was on a radio show with our friend and colleague here at Fox Sports, Mark Schlereth and Mike Evans yesterday. And Schefter said that he thinks there's a pretty decent chance that Matthew Stafford is finally traded away from the Detroit Lions. And I'm going to be honest, Rob. I would like to see it. I'll get into it to a little further in a minute. But what's interesting in this situation is that one, you know, there was a story in The Athletic about this that played off the possibility of Stafford being traded. And an anonymous NFL offensive coach said this: if Stafford was traded to the 49ers, San Francisco 49ers, here's what he said: they would win a Super Bowl. Stafford would be in a real organization finally. He would bend to Kyle Shanahan, the coach, and that offense because there is such a history of success with that system. And Stafford would know he's not going to get hit in the head all the time like in Detroit. Now, you, of course, as we all know, were a longtime columnist in Detroit, very familiar with that organization, the Lions. What is your thoughts on it? I'll tell you quickly, I would like to see Matthew Stafford get traded. Now, I'm not going to go as far as this offensive coach and say he win a Super Bowl. But I would like to see him get traded to a better situation because I'm curious. Like, I think that I don't think there's any denying that the guy's got talent, that he can throw the football. We know his numbers are, you know, he's not a Hall of Famer to me, and I don't think to anybody else, but his numbers are Hall of Fame.
Yeah, his numbers are right because he's put up a lot of those Patford stats, Chris. You know, like this team. You got to remember, this team is so bad. They had two 24-game road losing. I mean, the numbers are horrific.
Yeah, they're a horrible organization.
No doubt.
Really are. That's why, like I said, I'd like to see him somewhere else. And I'm not absolving him because look at Deshaun Watson, right? He's not winning in Houston, but he's putting up big numbers. And you can see that he's playing well. He's not just padding stats and all that. But still, I'd like to see him in a better organization and see what he could do.
Yeah, I get it. And I think that's just a knee-jerk reaction because you see he has a great arm, Chris. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and act like he can't play. But he just hasn't done enough. This was a number one overall pick in 2009. Chris, they've been to the playoffs three times, never won a division title.
Never won a playoff game, right?
Never won a playoff game. Seriously. Like, just think about that. And yes, and stop saying he doesn't have any players. It's not true. Everybody keeps saying that. Calvin Johnson was one of his players. And Ndamukong Suh on defense. I can go on and on and on, Chris. I'm not saying that they were a Super Bowl contender, but they've had players on that team to where they could have possibly won a playoff game or two. And when you're that guy, the number one pick, sometimes you gotta go up above and beyond, Chris, and carry a team that's not that great, right? That's not that great. And he hasn't been able to do that. But I'm not saying all the time, but you could have. He had a moment, Chris. Everybody goes back to that playoff game at Dallas in 2015. Lions lose 24-20. And in that game, there was a call in that game that Lions fans always bellyache about saying that they got jobbed and whatnot. And in that game, Tony Romo threw a couple of touchdown passes in the second half to lead a late fourth quarter comeback that rallied the Cowboys to win that game. Now, in that game, Chris, Matthew Stafford had the ball back with 2.5 minutes or so to go and a couple of timeouts. So was it set up even with the with the official's call? He still had the ball. He's from suburban Dallas. Like, this was like made up for him. He could have led the Lions back and had a charge and win that game, and that would have been his coming out party. Do you know, like, it was set up. And you know what happened in that series, Chris, when they got the ball back with 2.5 minutes to go? 4 and out. That's what happened. And I'm not saying you got to win every playoff game or whatever, but to be in the league this long and that year too, I think the Lions had the fifth best defense. Rob G, if you can you just look at, I think they had the fifth best defense in the league in that 2014 season. So don't act like there was never any players around him. And Ndamukong Suh, when he first broke into the league, Chris, was, what do you have, 10.5 sacks his rookie year?
Yeah.
Right? He was a monster.
They had the third best defense in the league that year.
Third best.
Right.
So third best with a first overall pick, you're supposed to make something happen that year. And they didn't.
Well,
I'm not saying that he couldn't go to another team and have better success. All I'm saying is don't just blame it on other people. Stafford has been part of the problem as well. That's it.
Right. And I don't know that anybody – now, look, maybe this offensive coach does feel like it's everybody but Stafford. I agree with you. Some of this is on him. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And I think what you've described is a quarterback who's not super special, right? There are those guys that are super special.
Absolutely.
And I'm not under the impression that Matthew Stafford is one of those guys. But I do think he could be much better in a better situation. Like, I think he's a guy that could win a playoff game here or there. I think he's a guy that, you know, could lead his team to the postseason more often, you know, in a better situation. Because, like you said, he's got the arm. Now, you may have been around him. You poo-poo this, but I think intangibles are huge. And, you know, is he a guy that lacks those intangibles? By all accounts, he's a pretty good guy, right? High character.
No, he's
right?
a good guy. Yeah. Right. That's not even the issue. His teammates like him.
Mean you've got those intangibles. But
Right. He's a good guy. I don't think there's people who. But I think that people try to say, oh, well, nobody can win with that organization or whatever. He's put up a lot of numbers. He's made a lot of mistakes as well over the years, Chris. There were situations. I'll give you another one, and maybe you remember this. Here's another defining moment. A couple of years back, the Packers played at Detroit. Do you remember that for the division?
I do remember that game.
Remember that? It was a Sunday night game, Chris. All the Lions had to do, the Lions were going to win the division, Chris, get a bye, right? And have a home playoff game. Yeah. And Stafford stunk up the joint. Stunk up the joint in the biggest game right there. That was another moment. He had a chance to beat Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. That game was in Detroit, all set up for the Lions, and they got punked.
Well, here's an interesting twist on this story, Rob. We know they fired Matt Patricia, rightly so. Now they're looking for a new head coach. Some legislators in Michigan actually sent a letter to the Lions organization saying they should hire Saleh. What's his name? Robert Saleh, the defensive coordinator with the 49ers. All right, they're saying they should hire him, which I don't think they did him any favors. Because you want to be hired on your own merits. But look, if he gets it, great. I mean, I think he is a guy that's well-respected in the league. He's from Michigan. That's why they're pushing him and all that. He's Arab American, too, which would be,
would break some ground. Which would be your first in the NFL.
Yeah. So I think it'd be a fine hire. I just don't want anybody thinking, oh, it's because of these legislators. You know what I mean? Whatever. But and you wonder, would the organization feel like they're being pressured or it just is not a good look to have legislators tell you who to hire? That's why I don't know that they did him any favors.
What does that tell you about the organization right there?
All right. They think they can run it. These are dudes that spend all day, they looking at football all day, and they're telling you who to hire. So you're right. But Tony Dungy threw in an interesting name. Jim Caldwell.
What?
Jim Caldwell, who you know was already the Lions coach and was fired a few years ago when they hired Matt Patricia. And the reason the Lions fired him, they said, was because he went 9-7 in back-to-back years. I think one of those they made the playoffs, right?
Yep.
And he made the playoffs 2 out of 4 years.
Right.
Yeah, 2 out of 4 years.
And if you look at it, Chris was 2 of the last 3. So you know what I mean?
He was 11-5, which is great, you know, especially for the Lions. 7-9, and then 9-7, 9-7.
Right.
And they said 9 wins is not enough, and Patricia didn't even get close to 9 wins.
Right. So I think he won 13 total.
See, here's my thing, and I obviously we want your opinion on this too, but Caldwell, to me, has not gotten any breaks. Like, remember, he took over in Indianapolis. They go 14-2.
I was mad that year, Chris, because they were 14-0. And remember, they didn't want to go for being undefeated. And they rested players. And I was like, you're on the cusp of doing something that historic. I understand about the playoff run, Chris. But you remember that? Remember, he got a lot of pushback.
That was something. And they did get to the Super Bowl, so you're right. It looked like, you know, it didn't hurt them. But you're right. Like, that's something you would always be remembered for, even if you didn't win the Super Bowl.
Right.
You still went 16-0, which only one team has done that. The Patriots, and they didn't win the Super Bowl either, of course. But then he goes 10-6, and then 2-14, and that's when he was fired in Indianapolis. Then he goes to Detroit and has 3 out of 4 winning seasons with a horrible organization. So I think this is a guy whose name should be out there. And I'm going to say this, Rob. Look, if I'm Detroit, I think you got to do your due diligence. I don't think there's one name you just automatically, this is our guy. But I wouldn't be opposed to a Jim Caldwell going back there. They got a lot of different guys. Obviously, Stafford's still there. But, you know, a lot of different guys. I wouldn't be opposed to bringing him back just because, you know, I wouldn't bring him back just because he was already with the organization. Where are you at on that?
I think the ship has sailed. And now there's a lot of revisionist history about Caldwell's tenure there. And, oh, how great it was because Matt Patricia was so terrible. And, Chris, he did a fine job there. But the problem was, even when he was winning, he, again, like Stafford, they couldn't beat the teams they needed to beat. And that was the bigger thing. And so now you look at Patricia, who couldn't beat anybody. So Jim Caldwell, Chris, looks better, right? He's like, right. Oh, wow. What? But there were those frustrating games when they played a good team and they could never win those games that they needed. So I think that ship has sailed. I think that the Lions, you know, shouldn't go backwards, because if they were to rehire him and then Chris couldn't recapture that, it would just be another disaster. Like, look at the Lions. They hired a guy they fired, and then he flopped again, and they had to fire him. So I just think, you know, how it looks sometimes, it wouldn't look right. It just wouldn't look right, even if you acknowledge that maybe you made a mistake, and you could say that. We made a mistake with Caldwell.
Because they clearly did. Yeah,
right, and I agree with that, because at the time, he was only fired because Bob Quinn wanted to get his dude in there. You know what I mean? Yep. That was one of those buddy things.
Yep. That's what we've been talking about. All right. We're going to throw it out to the listeners. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Has Matthew Stafford gotten a bad rap by playing in Detroit? And if he went elsewhere to a better organization, how successful do you think he could be? Your turn to weigh in. It is Chris and Rob, the odd couple. Do you want to stream what you love all in one place? We're introducing to you Discovery Plus. It's a new streaming service that brings you the greatest collection of real-life entertainment from your favorite brands, plus exclusive originals you won't find anywhere else. It's Discovery Plus. Start streaming early in 2021. United States only.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Kumho tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, it's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. And look, there's this new streaming service that's got everybody talking, and it's also got everything that you're into. Trust me. It's called Discovery Plus. It's got all the shows you love from your favorite brands, such as HGTV, The Food Network, Discovery Channel, plus exclusive originals that you can't see anywhere else, and much, much more. It's all coming soon at the start of 2021, right here in the United States of America only. All right, 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in on Matthew Stafford. Could he do damage elsewhere? And do you hope that he gets traded away from that hapless Detroit Lions organization?
One playoff win, Chris, since 1957.
Wow.
It seems inconceivable, doesn't it?
It does. It really does. I mean, you all think right, the Browns have been bad? Come on.
Right.
They have, but still, not that.
And even the Browns, who went to Baltimore, Chris, won two Super Bowls, right? I mean, right, that's the Browns organization.
In Baltimore, yeah, under Art
Modell. But I'm just saying, but that was the team that moved. That was the right Browns.
And, of course, in 64, they won the championship with Jim
right
Brown.
Well, the Lions won NFL championships. They just haven't won any Super Bowls.
And Rob, don't look now, but the Browns are 8-3.
I know. I still can't believe it. All right, Bryce in Orlando. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Bryce?
How you doing, Chris? How you doing, Rob?
What's doing up, good, man?
Hey, before I dive into Stafford, Rob, I owe you a thank you for the amount of money you've won me over the last decade. I should pay you as my bookie. I always pick the opposite of what you said, and I've made so much. I appreciate it.
Oh, wow.
It.
Thank you.
On the Stafford front, realistically, I think he's getting the short end. Because if I ask you right now, if you put him on the Rams, just take away Goff, put Stafford, you tell me that the Rams aren't a top two team with a straight face.
Wait a minute. Goff went to the Super Bowl with the fifth best offense in the history of the NFL. What are you saying?
I'm a Rams fan. Trust me. I know exactly what Goff did, but it's not. Let's be real. Goff is great with dinking and dunking and letting Cooper Kupp and Robert Woods run after they get the screen pass.
But what does it matter? I'm on how Tom Brady did that, and people praise him in New England. I think that's Matthew Stafford has a big arm, no doubt about it, but he also has made a lot of bad decisions. I've given you a couple of circumstances where he could have shook out of that. He could have won big games. He could have beat Green Bay in Detroit. He could have come back and beat Dallas in that playoff game in 2015. There have been moments, and it ain't about
moments.
The defense.
I agree, but can you tell me an offensive lineman for him the last decade? Can you name me an offensive lineman?
We could do that. I just gave you. They had the third best defense in 2014. Third best defense. They went to the playoffs, and they didn't win. And Stafford didn't have a great game in that playoff
Here's
game.
What I'll say. Look, and I think, again, I said it. I'd love to see Stafford in a better organization, and I think he could have success. Here's the problem. We can't give him a pass for what he's done in Detroit because that's just not how things work. We can't sit here and say, well, what if Aaron Rodgers had been in New England with
exactly.
Bill Belichick? I mean, you say
Thank
it for
you.
A minute, but you can't dwell on that. We just can't because it didn't happen. So it's up to Aaron Rodgers to make the best out of Green Bay and Tom Brady to do what he did in New England. And now, you know, it just doesn't – you could drive yourself crazy trying to do things like that, jump through hoops like that, right?
Exactly.
And so, again, I'd like to see him elsewhere. If it happens, then we can see it. But I can't – I certainly wouldn't say they'd be the second-best team in the league is basically what
I just
what
think that,
saying.
You know, people look and they just – Oh, Stafford, yeah, if he was on a good team, it would be, like, unbelievable. He won 4 Super Bowls. Chris,
I'm
not buying that. Brandon in Dallas, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, Chris. Hey, Rob. Hey,
What's
great
up,
to
man?
Talk to you guys.
Thank
yep.
you, buddy.
Hey, and I just want to talk about Matt Stafford real quick. Now, I want to say I'm not giving him a pass on anything. He's been in Detroit for a long time. There's no excuse for not winning anything. That's just inexcusable. But I've been watching him for a long time since Georgia, and he's a really good quarterback. But I really think that he's really good suited for what Bruce Arians is trying to do in Tampa Bay right now. I think he's better suited for that offense right now than Tom Brady is.
He has a great arm. I don't disagree.
He's got a better arm, certainly at this point.
He's got a better arm. I agree with that. I don't think that's crazy. I think that's legit. I think that's right, Chris.
I think it just suits his game better.
I think to your point, though, Rob, he make a lot more mistakes, too.
Yes. He you know? Might, like Jameis Winston at
right.
the 30. I'm not saying he's going to have 30, Chris.
Right.
But he might have 25.
Lead the league in interceptions, but, yeah.
Yes.
So there's a give and take. And look, I mean, like I said, if I'm a team, maybe in Indianapolis, maybe a Chicago, you know, a team that really needs a quarterback, I'd definitely be looking at Matt Stafford. But
a change
I'm not
of scenery,
say, yeah, yeah.
an organization could help him. But all we're saying, I think I speak for you when I say we can't give him a complete pass that everything
right.
bad was everybody else and not him.
He's got to prove it.
Let's squeeze one more in. Keith in Peoria, Illinois. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Keith?
Hey, what's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
Doing
we
good.
We are good, man. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay, man. Hey, I would just like to say, I can't give him a real harsh pass because he's been really bad in that organization and he's been there a while. But there are some teams that could use a Matthew Stafford, use that arm. Oh,
right.
The guy that just got off talking about
yep.
maybe Tampa Bay, that was a good choice. I think if you put him somewhere, don't get me wrong, I'm a Cowboys fan, but these Bears up here in Chicago, they need a quarterback.
They would die to take Matthew Stafford. I agree with that. I think they would.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
If they had him, whoa, you're talking Super Bowl bound with that defense.
No.
They don't have
look, see, there you go, Keith. Going off the rails. I
right.
knew you couldn't keep it up.
You think
he's
so?
Always
you
coming,
think,
calling
think?
Up, ripping me. You went off the. Look, they be good. All right. And let's just let it play out. But Super Bowl
but
bound.
Super Bowl automatic. That,
slow
like
down.
Matthew Stafford, Chris, add Matthew Stafford water and stir.
Right.
And you go into the Super Bowl.
Slow down, Keith. Slow down. I know you got excited, but relax. All right. We got a trolling and rolling with our man Martin Weiss coming up next. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
They see me trolling.
Tom Brady, he's done.
They hating.
Aaron Rodgers did not have a Pro Bowl season.
Trying to catch me riding.
It's trolling or rolling.
What an introduction. First off.
The only thing, you're just fortunate you didn't make that bet.
I made the bet in Vegas, but anyway, we don't have time. But real quick, Rob, I popped on a Mac Eastern Michigan Toledo game basketball. Guess who's on the call? Matt Derry and Ryan Woolley.
Is
that
right?
That?
Wow.
Yeah, I'm
nice.
Rolling with that.
I go back with Matt Derry too.
You know Matt yeah. Derry from Cleveland. Right.
I used to be on his show when he was in Cleveland. Yeah.
Yep.
There you
yeah.
go. Anyway, trolling and rolling. Fox Sports Radio. And if Chris and Rob like the story that I read, you'll hear the roll sound.
They see me rolling.
And if they don't, you hear the troll sound.
Oh, man. Hey.
Now, I was watching TV today, and an esteemed scribe, a basketball scholar, a true historian of the game, said that despite never winning three championships in a row, and despite needing to sign a top three player to continue to compete, and despite Kyrie and Kevin Love being hurt for the first championship, that the Golden State Warriors are, in fact, the NBA's most recent dynasty. Rob, are you trolling or rolling this ludicrous claim made by this otherwise generally sanguine basketball analyst that Golden State was a dynasty?
I'm rolling with it. What are you talking
Thank
about?
You, yes!
Martin, they won 3 out of 4.
Thank you.
You got to win either 3 in a row or 3 out of 4 in order to be a dynasty. That's why I've always argued against the Spurs, Chris, because they never even won back-to-back. They won 5 over 20 years. 3 out of 4 is a dynasty. 3 in a row, a dynasty. Yes, they were a dynasty. I don't know what you're thinking about. 3 out of 4 is not a dynasty?
Excellent answer, Rob Parker. Yes, I'm rolling with it because I was that analyst. Rob, he's trying to rip
me. He's trying to rip on you, Chris?
Yes,
he's talking
those
about
little
you?
Subtle claims, and he tried to skew you and win you over his way, but you couldn't do it. Yes, Rob said it all. 3 out of 4. Dynasty. What more do you want? I mean, seriously.
3 in a row.
Nah, that's the only dynasty. There's only been 3 three-peats since Bill Russell. 2 up
it
with Michael
just
Jordan.
3 in a row. 3 out of 4 is a dynasty. Come on, man. What are you, crazy?
Rob,
and 5
that?
Straight finals.
That,
Rob G, when the Cowboys
moving.
When the Cowboys won, Chris, what did they win? 3 out of 4.
Yep.
The Cowboys.
Yep.
Trolling or rolling. I'm trolling. Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Now the 8-3 Browns face off against the 8-3 Titans this week in a game that we will have a stable of running backs. We'll see a healthy amount of Nick Chubb, Kareem Hunt, and Derrick Henry. But former number one overall pick Baker Mayfield, he's been quiet the last 4 weeks. He's only got 2 touchdowns. Rob, the Browns have a real shot at the playoffs, trolling or rolling. Baker Mayfield is not going to be able to get the job done.
I'm rolling with that. About them beating them or making the playoffs totally?
About them being successful in the playoffs.
It won't be Baker Mayfield. It'll be the running game that'll do it. So I'm trolling it that he will not.
He won't be the reason
why they have success. Put it that way. Go ahead, Chris.
So say, Martin, give me this. So the what you're asking is Baker
Basically,
going to be is great?
Is Baker going to be able to play? Is Baker going to be able to play well enough for the Browns to have any type of playoff success?
I would troll that.
Oh man!
Look, I'm not hating on Baker though for being a game manager.
That's
you are
he
what
is
you
now.
Are. Yeah, I
oh,
mean
yeah.
Now look, we'll see if he matures and gets better as the years go on. But right now, Kevin Stefanski's doing the right thing. He's making him a manager.
He's got two great running backs.
Yeah, I think he's maturing a little bit, and you know we'll see what he can become in the future. But you got your best receiver, Odell Beckham Jr.'s out. I know they still got weapons, but still, they're doing the right thing. If they get to the playoffs and get beat in the first round, that's not what you want. But that's obviously big success for the Browns. We all know that. And Baker will have done his part in that. So, yeah.
Trolling and rolling, Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Now, another first overall pick hasn't been playing well, and his coach ain't happy about it. After last week's loss, Sean McVay said, quote, our quarterback has to take better care of the football. When Goff was asked about McVay's criticism, he said, quote, I'm a big boy. I can handle it. Chris, are you trolling or rolling McVay calling out Goff?
I'm rolling with it.
They see me rolling.
You know, because McVay doesn't do this all the time. Like, I've talked about Bruce Arians. I mean, every loss, he's going at Tom Brady. You know, so there are times you can just state the obvious and and call out a guy. So we all see what's going on with Jared Goff. I mean, heck, Sean McVay is a guy that kind of saved Jared Goff's career. So I think their relationship is solid, and I believe Goff when he says this. So, yeah, I'm fine with that.
I'm rolling with it.
They see me rolling.
Where's the lie? That the quarterback has to take better care of the football? Yes, he didn't say the guy can't play or he stinks. He's saying he's got to do better. And you know what? He does. If he plays more like he played a couple years ago when they went to the Super Bowl and had that great offense, the Rams would be just fine.
Right, right. All right, Martin. So we last chance, man. Last chance to be a man.
I'm not about to do this, but just wait for the Rams and all this and talk about Sean McVay calling them out. Let's see how it goes this week.
So what do you got? What do you got? Maybe we got something this week. What do you got?
Well, the Cardinals are going to win outright. The Cardinals, there's three, depending on where you work, they're 2.5 to 3 point underdogs. They're winning outright.
I'm not hating on that take.
I don't think that's
because he called out.
Right.
Called out, what's his name?
What you call it? Goff. The Cardinals are due, Chris. I mean, and almost four
right,
losses
exactly.
in a row.
No, that's what I'm thinking. Exactly. So, all right, Martin, great stuff, man. We appreciate it. As always, have a great weekend.
Did we lose him?
Yep, we all lost right. him. All right, we got more iCouple coming your way. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Bridgestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Bridgestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, on a Funky Flashback Friday. It's a Christmas Friday, and the rest of this month, we will be playing Christmas and holiday jams.
Woo! You know what?
That's right. Everybody to get in the spirit.
Listening to Christmas tunes. I'm in the car.
Are you?
Yeah, you know, KOST in Los Angeles is the Christmas station. So that's what I listen to when I'm not on Sirius or not listening to my own music. I'm listening to Christmas music.
So you're really into the Christmas spirit.
Yeah, it's been my favorite holiday.
I think it's the best holiday.
It is.
Notice the change in people too,
yes,
right? It's just
absolutely.
People feel happy and peaceful. There's more peace. It feels like. I don't know if that's
No, I agree with you.
True.
I do too.
Yeah. But so we hope everybody has great holidays. You know, look, obviously things are much different with COVID and the pandemic. Tough times for a lot of folks, for sure. But, you know, the holiday's still a time you can be with your family, your immediate family at least.
And things are going to get better, man. You got to have a positive outlook,
right,
Chris. Things have been, you think this is bad, people have lived through worse. Seriously.
Oh, yeah. No,
like,
no question.
Really,
about it.
Like, worse. And
no
and
question about it.
We just got to fight through it.
And I think a great gift for some people out there, if you're looking, is a new streaming service. It's called Discovery Plus. You can stream everything you love all in one place, all right? They bring you the greatest collection of real-life entertainment from your favorite brands, plus exclusive originals that you can't find anywhere else. Discovery Plus, it starts streaming early next year, 2021, U.S. only. Rob, are you going to watch the fight on Saturday? I know you didn't watch Tyson Jones, which, you know, was an exhibition. Huge fight, though, this Saturday. Errol Spence Jr. and Danny Garcia, who we had on the show last week.
Right. Now, this
big
one piques my interest.
Okay. Okay. So you will be watching.
I'm going to tune into this.
Who you
it's
got?
Philly against
Dallas. Right.
Philly against Dallas, right?
Yep. Garcia's from Philly. Spence is from Dallas. And, of course, remember, Spence is coming off of that horrific car accident. This is his first fight since then, which is...
I was going to say, Garcia, I'm going to go there.
Really? So you're going to go with Garcia?
Yep. Wow. How about you? You got Spence?
I got Spence in a decision. Okay. Garcia's got a chin. Like, I don't think he's ever been knocked out. So I think, you know, Spence could take him out in the late rounds, maybe TKO or something, but I'm going to say it's a decision, Spence. So you're factoring in the accident, though, which is that's kind of play
just
a role.
We just don't know, Chris, right? We don't. I mean, you don't know how he's going to respond. I think that's all fair, you know what I mean?
Until he bounces
back and you see and go, okay, he wasn't really affected by the accident, but just going in, you would think that Garcia would have an advantage.
Yeah, that is a big storyline to see how he bounces back. And if he wins, of course, everybody will be looking for him to fight Terrence Crawford.
That'd be a great, Oh, absolutely.
That's the big fight that we want to see. So, but here's another thing, Rob. And, you know, it's unfortunate. It was sad. And even to some people, it was scary. I wasn't scared because, you know, I've seen guys get knocked out. Like, I'm talking about knocked out cold. Before, you don't see that all the time in boxing. Obviously, a guy will get knocked down, he'll be woozy, you know, stumbling, but not it's not often you see a guy knocked
out.
Right. Manny Pacquiao got put to sleep by Juan Manuel Marquez. But it's rare that a guy gets – Roy Jones, I think, was put to sleep a few times later in his career. But you see it more in MMA, though.
Right. Hey, you know what, Chris? I was watching that Dooku Kim fight.
Really?
On
you mean
CBS.
When it happened.
I watched that live. Remember, that was a CBS fight.
It was like a Saturday afternoon.
Saturday afternoon, absolutely. I watched that fight, and I remember how horrific that was.
He killed, for those that don't know, he died in the ring. Did he die in the ring, or did they took him to the hospital and he died there?
I think he died after.
Yeah.
He never recovered. I mean, that
And
was...
that was tough for Boom Boom, as you can imagine. I mean, you want to knock a guy out and all that, but
you don't
want to
kill
anybody.
Nobody.
Right. And Boom Boom, we've had him on the show. He's a great guy. You know, we've seen him up at FS1.
Right.
Really great guy. Loves basketball, talking basketball too. But he was a great champion himself. But so what I was saying, I was saying all that to talk about Nate Robinson, who got put to sleep literally by Jake Paul.
And we haven't seen him since.
Now, you know, he was on a podcast with a couple of ex-players, as you might imagine.
Oh, what a shocker.
Well, right, here's the thing, Rob. And look, I don't know how long it was. The stint I saw was 17 minutes, and they did not ask him about the fight.
What? Stop it.
They were talking about everything under the sun.
Stop.
Except the fact that you got knocked out by Jake Paul.
And you know what that is? That's terrible. Right, because
probably the only way they were getting him, you know?
Well, but if he was going to do that, Chris, you know what? Then we can't use you. I mean, I've turned down guests before.
I hate to say it, but what was the point, right?
Because it's a disservice to the listener.
Right.
Am I right?
Right.
The elephant in the room. What just happened?
Exactly.
How can you not touch on the fight?
And you notice, Rob, being that they knew him.
Yep.
I think maybe had played with him. I think at least one of them had played with him before. You know, you could have come in it at it a whole cool way. You know what I mean? Like, you wouldn't have had to make him feel bad about it.
You clown him, right? You could have just said, man, what was that like to be in there, right?
Yeah, but you had to get something out of him. And maybe they did it in another stretch, but I think that would have been publicized. But anyway, Le'Veon Bell wants some of Jake Paul. I say, Le'Veon, stay in your lane.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen.
It's up, it's up.
And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now, you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.